Listen to him now when he gets this bad word. It came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. Now, there's several things I'd like to call your attention to in this particular verse here that I think are very important. He was not indifferent, and neither is he a carping critic. He could have criticized also. He could have said, now they should have done this and they ought to have done the other thing. He was concerned. And again, I come to the same thing that we had back in the book of Ezra. Ezra was concerned. He's a priest. Here's a layman, and he is concerned. I wonder today if those who criticize are concerned, really. I wonder today if those that are pretending that they're interesting, I wonder if they really are concerned. What would we really do for the cause of Christ today? And it is in jeopardy today. Does it concern us? Well, this man, he's a young man, I'm sure of that. Nehemiah was. Ezra was an older man. I even suggested he was probably a little boy at the time of the captivity. But Nehemiah had been born in captivity. And this is the reason that in Ezra, I did not criticize those people for remaining back in Babylon. They were out of God's will. That's obvious, and we'll see that in the book of Esther. But very frankly, there were some very godly people that did not return. Now, why? I don't know. You know, Paul says, why do you judge another man's servant? Before his own master, he stands or falls. So you and I haven't got any right to judge these people, and I think we ought to be careful of judging other believers when we don't know all of the circumstances. Now, will you notice, this man here, he was concerned. He was really concerned. Now, will you notice what he does here? We are told he sat down and wept. He was out on state business, but it didn't keep him from sitting down and weeping. And he mourned certain days and fasted, and he prayed. And notice, that was the recourse and the resource of these people. That's what Ezra did. Now, Nehemiah does that. He prayed before the God of heaven. And again, I must call your attention that this expression, he's the God of heaven, it appeared in Ezra. It appears in Nehemiah, also in the book of Daniel. When Ezekiel saw the Shekinah glory leave the temple and go out over the city wall up to the top of the Mount of Olives and then caught back into heaven, why, then he's the God of heaven. And he never appeared until one time in Bethlehem, and the angel said, glory to God in the highest, because he's here, but now veiled in human flesh. And someday's coming. And the Lord Jesus himself said, then shall ye see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. I don't know what that sign is. I rather suspect it's the Shekinah glory of God coming back. But now he's the God of heaven. And now Nehemiah prays to him.